Karina Shabazz here, owner and operator of Absolutely Fabulous Chez Soufflé and proud sponsor of EPRN, Black-owned and operated radio network. Absolutely Fabulous Chez Soufflé is 100% shea butter whipped to thick, rich, creamy perfection with only natural ingredients. Your skin will delight in the long-lasting moisture and delicate scents such as strawberry mango, baby fresh, and vanilla coconut, to name a few. Visit our website of afshea.com to choose your favorite today.
Have you ever wondered how your shoes are made? Ever wondered about the quality and craftsmanship involved in making them? What you wear on your feet is important. That's why I prefer to style and profile in my pair of Black Star Politic sneakers. Go to aliveshoes.com/brand/blackspolitic. Distinguish and separate yourself from the rest with your style. Check out the latest shoe and sneaker designs created not only to support your feet, the footwear also supports the efforts of the Black Star Political Party movement. Enter a new era of empowerment, all while wearing your pair of Black Star Politic or Lady Black Star handcrafted shoes and sneakers. Order yours at aliveshoes.com/brand/blackspolitic.
Peace and blessings. I'm Hermina Shabazz, a voice of Black Star Political Party, here on EPRN, the exquisite podcast radio network. When you listen to the voice of Black Star, you will hear conversations with the Hebrew, where I speak with influential community leaders, getting insight on solutions that will empower our communities. You will also get spiritually uplifting music to soothe the thoughtful soul. So join me and others in the Black Star Political Party group on Facebook, and continue to tune in on our podcast website, EPRN, the exquisite podcast radio network.
Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man,
so this is now what Paul said, but if any man
draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in it.
No pleasure in it.
Who do you believe in?
President, I heard that you don't really love us. No, we the chosen, and your job is to try to corrupt us. Want us to suffer, but the Father, he keeping us covered. Under his mercy, we are waking up, it's almost over. Telling my people to repent, learn to be sober, study the ways. Understand it's a curse, and we had to be slaves. Still stiff-necked, breaking all the laws we were given. All the ones that'll be protected are those who know they're the children, so they obey. Woe to those with no faith, a part of his spirit, and so we can't be erased. Therefore, we gotta get it right and get tossed in the lake. Picture brimstones touching your face, it's too real, ain't it? The torture got me motivated, I don't wanna burn. Know it's a better place to go, and I gotta learn. Humble myself, I'm strengthening my spirit. Gotta turn down the flesh to even hear it. Do you feel this?
Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed to be breathing. Even though at times it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before fleeing, I'm fasting and pleading. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I put my trust in God, blessed to be breathing. Even though at times it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before fleeing, I'm fasting and pleading. Who don't believe in?
The fact of the matter is that this life is a battle. We're being chastised now with a spiritual powder. How you expect to go to war with no ammo? You better think about it. We are like a nation of Rambos, even the king riding. Got to disarm us before we unify. Identify each other as brothers and commit genocide. Let's ride, Israelite pride. And the Bible is my 45. Studying the scriptures, getting closer to the Most High. Tell me who wanna bang out with the highest power without him. You dirt cheap, like a drinking happy hour. This goes out to all the non-believers. Y'all a bunch of cowards. Y'all too busy being wicked, letting poor be pit the fire. I wake up confessing, knowing I'm wrong. I don't deserve to live. I am not worthy of him or his kill. So I thank him every day that I wake and see that I live. Ain't nothing fake, I'm in the war. You scared to come out the crib.
God blessed to be breathing. Even though at times it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before fleeing, I'm fasting and pleading. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I put my trust in God, blessed to be breathing. Even though at times it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before fleeing, I'm fasting and pleading. Who do you believe in?
You gotta draw a line, pick a side. Strapped in for the ride. Grace means you survived. The lot of Judah ain't alive. Pain, thorn,
strain worn, born to thrive. Chains on, tossed aside, drain more from genocide.
Who do you believe in?
Set it off like Steven. Soon as we go to preaching, they coming for your breathing. Is it heaven that you seeking, or folly that you speaking? The foe steady peeking, the spirit steady leading.
Abba is one and he won't change.
Even Aaron's sons burn from the strange flames. So what is you talking about? We struggling, we feel pain. Cause we curse now, we struggle with the real name.
Higher, forgive
us. Our arms is present, but we still lame. We some lions trapped and captive, and we still tame. And these passes, they some actors, they just still change. So when I ask you, do you struggle or you feel shame? Or is the soul game?
John 14 and 2 through 4. Like heaven looked down from heaven upon the children of men, to see if there were any that did understand and seek the Most High. 3, they are all gone aside, they are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. 4, have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat of my people as they eat bread, and call not upon thy power of higher.
Peace and blessings, family. Thank you for joining me this evening. I thought I'd join you after reading some very interesting stuff in my book tonight. You know, I do some studying, you know, every time I get a little break in between work and stuff, you know, I own my own business and everything. And so when I get a time to really just sit and study the word, or if it hits me to study the word at that time, you know, I have to take a break and just kind of get with it. But anyway, I was reading Deuteronomy chapter 11. Actually, I was kind of directed there, kind of guided there. I won't say that I was necessarily, you know, just looking and just reading, you know, chapters like that. Now, sometimes it depends. The Spirit just leads me to read certain things. And, like, it led me to post a couple of things today as well, and also yesterday. It was very strange, and it's amazing how the Most High works. He'll put something in your heart, or he'll have you thinking of something or some type of charge within the Bible, you know, one of his commandments or things like that, or a topic that he wants us to kind of bring out, and you get inspired to do it. And I was very inspired to do it, and it come to find out when I brought up, like for instance, today I had watched a video of a elderly lady, sister in the faith or whatever. I'm going to call her elder mother because she's old enough to be probably my grandmother, but bless her heart. But she did a very phenomenal job about what's going on right now. And the thing is that I had just came about something today that talked about that very same thing that she was talking about. It was like, I don't know, it was like we were in sync. Because the Most High led me to even watch her video. Because at first I was going to go across and something said, no, watch it. And I did. And I was like, okay, this I got to do. But anyway, enough about that. Let me just get to about the reason why I'm here talking to you this evening. And the reason I'm here this evening is because Deuteronomy chapter 11 kind of caught my attention. And especially a verse in here that I got to, a couple of verses. And to let you know that, yes, this is talking about the past, but it's also kind of talking about the future, you know, and this is about obedience. And right now we see what's going on in the world. I mean, it's really heating up. Things are starting to heat up because there's a changing of the guard that's going to be happening soon, family. And I know a lot of people are not very spiritual. They don't believe in certain things going to happen. They think that everything is going either going to go back to normal, or it's just going to be what it is. You know, all the chaos, all the drama, the crime, it's just, hey, this is what Earth is. People's hearts have grown very, very cold and distant as of late. And the Bible says it. You know, our book says it. You know, Most High says it. But the thing is, this place is going back to its beginning, its root. And when I say its beginning and its root, I'm talking about the beginning with Adam and Eve type of beginning stuff. And people don't like, oh my gosh. But instead, we're going to have our leader with us, Christ, you know, Yeshua. He's going to be with us at this time in the changing. He's going to be there. He's going to be that lead, that lion, you know, that lion of Judah, so to speak. But again, we're going back to that type of thing. The Most High is, because you know what? Let me say this. The earth has never been in the form the Most High has created it to be when he put man and woman here. It never got to be that day, that 1,000 years. It never got to be that day here on earth. Once Eve messed up and then Adam followed right behind her, didn't be the leader, wasn't the leader, you know what I'm saying, didn't correct his wife, or, you know, at least not, and I'm talking about correct her as, you know, scolding her as if she's a child, nothing like that. No, no, no. I mean, having grown folk talk, like, you guys got to have that man, woman talk, you know, that grown folk talk. Anyway, but I digress on that. Because, you know, we love blaming each other. For some reason, as of late, it's been back and forth with the black man and the black woman. So, but anyway, I'm going to digress on that. But the point is that the Most High never had his world to be how he had planned for it to be in the beginning for one day. We didn't make it for one day. It didn't make it for one day. And after that, so he had to do things to help reset. So anyway, so just to push forward, the reason why I said all that was to pretty much, I'm going to read this scripture. I'm going to read this chapter to you. And it shouldn't be too long or whatever. But I want you to hear and just listen very carefully to this chapter, because it's highly important, because right now, because of what's going on right now, the earth is changing. Things are changing. Seriously, things are changing spiritually, and it's manifesting within the physical and everything. And I'm not saying this because I'm some hocus-pocus person. This is not what this is about. This is dealing with the Most High power of all creation, who's commander of chief of the good and the bad, okay? So what's going on now, trust me, he's allowing it. He knows what he's doing. He's allowing this to happen. He's allowing his word to go forth, because this place here has to get under control. And he has to let things play itself out. He has to do what he has to do to manage it. He's, you know, he owns this. So who are we to sit there and complain about how he handled his business? But I will digress on that as well and get to the point of pretty much, I'm going to read this chapter to you. And it's, you know, exhortations and obedience. And basically this is about obedience. Because Israel, now it's time for us to get obedient. Seriously, it's really time for us to put on our bootstraps and, you know, be obedient. What is obedience? Well, I'm about to read to you right here. And just pay attention to this, because this is some deep, deep words that you need to understand, some deep understandings, especially for our elders. And, you know, when I say elders, I'm meaning people at least 30 and over, you know, because right now, because we're not living at least half the ages of these people that were in this book, you know, nowadays. We do. There are very few in number. And you see it on Facebook and everything like that, 109, maybe, you know, 117. But are they having the wisdom of the Most High power in that age? And that's the thing. That's what's really important. Not they live a long time, but do they live a long time within the confines of the Most High's house? Do they live there in his house, his spiritual house right now, until things completely change and everything? But anyway, I'm going to read this chapter to you. Chapter 11 of the book of Deuteronomy. Therefore, thou shalt love the Lord thy God, and keep his charge, and his statutes, and his judgments, and his commandments always. And know you this day, for I speak not with your children, which have not known, and which have not seen the chastisement of the Lord your God, his greatness in his mighty hand, and his stretched out arm, and his miracles, and his acts, which he did in the midst of Egypt, unto Pharaoh the king of Egypt, and unto all his land, and what he did unto the army of Egypt, unto their horses, and unto their chariots, and how he made the water of the Red Sea to overflow them as they pursued after you, and how the Lord hath destroyed them unto this day, and what he did unto you, and what he did unto you in the wilderness until ye came into to this place. So pretty much, you know, he's pretty much telling the house of Israel, you know, look, I got you out of the situation with Pharaoh, you know, and that your kids didn't recognize this. You newcomers now, y'all don't realize the work and stuff I put in. They don't know that work I put in, but y'all know. So this is what you got to continue. This is what you got to do. I'm going to keep reading this right here. I'm on verse 6. And what he did unto Dathan and Abiram and sons of Eliab and the son of Reuben, how the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up and their households and their tents and all the substances that was in their possession in the midst of Israel. But your eyes have seen all the great acts of the Lord which he did. So that he's pretty much saying, you've been seeing when I took out Reuben's household. You know what I'm saying? They were out there, Reuben and Dathan, all those cats out there doing some serious stuff against the Most High power, you know, long before You know, they was out there doing stuff they had no business doing. So what he did was he just opened the earth up in front of them, let them see that this is what I can do right here in front of you guys. He put the fear of himself in Israel. At least that's what he was planning on doing. But you see where we at right now and what we have to go back to it. But I'm on verse 7 now. But your eyes have seen all the great acts of the Lord which he did. Therefore shall ye keep all the commandments which I command you this day, that ye may be strong and go in and possess the land whither you go to possess it, and that ye may prolong your days in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give unto them and to their seed, and a land that floweth with milk and honey. For the Lord, whither thou goest in to possess it, is not as the land of Egypt, which whence you came out, where thou sowest thy seed and water it with thy foot as a guard of herbs. So I'm going to go back and read that again because, you know, it's in that language, you know, the old English. I want to make sure you got this because this right here is key, because we always talking about, you know, the reason that this is pretty much the reason why I will say that I was like, this is speaking of a future tense, because right here it literally says, for the land whither thou goest in to possess it is not as the land of Egypt, which whence you came out, where thou sowest thy seed and watered it with thy foot as a garden of herbs. But the land whither you go to possess it is a land of hills and valleys, and drinketh water of the rain of heaven, a land which the Lord thy God careth for. The eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it, from the beginning of the year even unto the end of the year. And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, in the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thy oil. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. Take heed to yourselves that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. And then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven, that there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, unless ye perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord give you. Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be a frontlet between your eyes. And you also can check out chapter 6, verse 8, which also talks about this verse 18 right here with the bind them, the sign between your eyes, your frontlets and stuff. So you definitely check that out so you can reference that. But again, but even those right here, guys, and I say this because we're going through a transition again now, and I know a lot of people don't believe in the Exodus and all that stuff, like, you know, second Exodus, so to speak, of the house of Israel, because a lot of us are not going to make it out of this, because literally our hearts are just stone wall cold. I mean, this trip, we're just totally just giving up hope. There's no faith. You know, we go through the motions of loving the Most High Power. We go through the motions of, oh yeah, I go to church every Sunday. Oh yeah, I read my Bible and everything. I do this, that, and the third, but I'll be nothing in it. And at the end of the day, they're talking about this jab, and I'm ready to go get it. I have more faith in man than I do in the Most High Power, because he's commander in chief of all of this, what's going on right now. And a lot of us don't have any faith right now. Faith is like very hard to find amongst man at this point. Gentile and Hebrew, everybody's losing it and so forth. But anyway, I'm reading these words because it's very important that you understand what is being said here. Pay attention to what's being said to you here. Okay, this is promise, if obedient. So people say, well, oh, well, I can't because the food, everything has something in it, you know. Because you say, he says follow the dietary laws. Just follow the dietary laws. The dietary laws and follow the commandments that he wrote. The Ten Commandments sums up everything in your life. So pretty much the Ten Commandments is just a summation of stuff, you know. But, of course, you have your driver's laws and stuff like that. You have your diver's laws and stuff like that, but you also, those you can obey, but the Most High tells you to obey dietary laws. Don't eat the pork. Don't eat this. Don't eat certain things, certain animals, certain things, creatures, things you shouldn't be eating. And then he said, just eat these. People are like, oh, no, I'm going to eat my stuff. It's okay. He didn't really mean that. But yet, man tells you to go get some synthetic thing they done created in the lab somewhere, more than likely, you know, I believe, that they put in a lab, created in a lab, and then jabbing it into your arm and saying, okay, take this because this is supposed to protect you from some virus that they the ones created. They probably the ones put it out and stuff like that, but yet you go run and go get that. But you trust that. You have a lot of faith in that, but you can't have faith in a person who actually created you and them, to be honest with you. So we got to really think about this thing, take it out of our flesh. We got to come out of flesh thinking of this world. You can't be no longer a part of this world. That's why I understand now what he means by that. I understand now to come out of her. We got to come out of this place, people. And that don't mean, yes, physically we're going to believe him, but mentally, because we're scattered about, Judah is scattered about all over the earth. The four corners of the earth has us. So, I mean, what they're talking about is what he's talking about. I'm sorry. What Most High is talking about is for us to come out of her mentally and spiritually. We got to come out of that. We got to come out of all these pieces of stuff. We got to have faith that we ain't going to perish because we not taking their stuff, you know, their synthetic stuff that they're pumping into our bodies. We got to get out of that. We got to come out of that. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and read again. I'm going to start back over. I'm sorry. I went on a little tangent, but it kind of hit my heart to talk about this because it has been bugging me a lot that I'm sitting here and I'm watching everybody. Like I said, I'm watching everybody with these masks on and stuff like that. They're jumping to do whatever these clowns and stuff say. You know what I'm saying? But won't be jumping to say what the Most High, who created all of us, has said. Who creating this evil that's coming upon us now. He's allowing it. He's allowing it and pushing it. You know, he's allowing his angels to do certain things. It's because we don't see these things. Don't mean that they're not working. Okay? They're working. And that's what's going on now. There's a lot of things going on in this world spiritually that I'm telling you is manifesting itself into the physical. And so you see these strange things, you're like, what is going on here? People are going mad. Everybody's heart has grown stone cold. Stone cold. Hard. You know? I mean, the Most High is allowing some of this because some people he ain't allowing to go for it in his future world, in his future world, in his future kingdom. Some people just ain't going to come. Okay? Some of y'all about to really get some serious work done. So I'd be very fearful of you and how you treat people, what are you saying, you know, be very humble and mindful of what's around you. Be very, very mindful of what's around you and what's going on today. Read these signs, baby, because these signs are getting stronger and stronger. Like last night, I almost got tripped out over a major storm that hit us, and it was wild because the thunder literally shook the house. It was as if, I don't know if the Most High himself was talking or what. I don't know. But the rumble was so strong, it rattled the panes. And it wasn't like just a couple of them. It wasn't like, oh, just one little storm, you know. No, these were like, it's like something was dropping, like bombs were dropping around our house. But it was just a thunderstorm. And the lightning was off the chain. Like somebody was taking pictures of our house. But anyway, I digress on that, but anyway, I just say that because there's some really strange things happening and what's going on. Like I said, I'm going on a tangent because I just feel that it's time for us to really talk about some things, you know, get some things understood. The Most High has put on my heart to say something and read this chapter. So where was I? And I need to start again. Okay. And I will go back to, so I'm going to Deuteronomy. I'm in Deuteronomy chapter 11, and I'm going to start at verse 18 again. Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And ye shall teach them to your children, speaking of them when they sitteth in thine house, and when they walk by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. So pretty much you need to speak to your children about him all day, every day. All the time. Y'all need to be talking. Because I do that with my kids. I promise. I mean, even though we kind of got a little late, because usually you want to start this thing like when they're first born, they need to be hearing about the Most High power. Literally. Seriously. And I kind of pushed that with my grandkids because, you know, they were little and I babysat them and it was perfect for them to get to know the Most High power. You know, they got to listen to the music. They got to hear his name, hear all that good stuff. They got to hear everything, you know, and they still learning to this day. But and my older kids, because they're older, it's kind of hard. They're a little rebellious, whatever like that. But the point is now they got the bug in the ear. So that's all that's why I did what I could, make sure at least they got to hear it, you know, and they get to hear it every once in a while. They get to hear it and they also get to see it because they get to see me. Every time I turn around, my nose is in the book. And if it ain't in the book, it's listening to something programmed, getting some history, get some information. I'm always learning, not forever learning, little quote they be putting out there and coming to the knowledge of nothing. Now, that's not me. That's not it. But I do love, I've always liked to read books. I've always loved history. I was the little nerdy kid in the class that we could be sitting, like literally in elementary school, they would have those programs going talking about the war and everything, and everybody's head down on the desk. People are not like, oh my gosh, this is like the boringest stuff in the world. And I'm sitting up there looking like, wow, this is interesting. Okay? So I was that person. I had to know what was going on in this world. Obviously, the Most High put upon me to get that information so I can get where I am today. But anyway, I'm going to keep on here reading. Let's keep reading, Carmina. Quick, stop getting distracted. But yes. And thou shalt write, okay, let's go back to verse 19. And ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them, when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house, and upon thy gates. So pretty much just have the Most High written all across your heart, your house, and everything. He should be living, he should be dwelling in your home by the law, statutes, commandments. And that's his spirit. His law, statutes, commandments is his spirit. You know what I'm saying? You're not cheating. You're not committing adultery. You're not committing murder. You're not, you know, stealing from somebody. You know what I'm saying? You're not being mean to folks. You're not, you know what I'm saying? You're also not defiling your body, which he created you. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes his spirit got to get with you. You know what I'm saying? He's not getting in no filthy houses like you putting on dirty clothes. Who's going to do that? You know what I'm saying? Close your head on 5-6 days ago. Sometimes you have to purge yourself. Sometimes you have to fast and do what you got to do to cleanse your body for his presence. But I'm going to keep going. Okay, so verse 22. Oh, no. I'm sorry. Let's go back to verse 21. That your days may be multiplied in the days of your children in the land of which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them as the days of heaven upon the earth. You hear that? As the days of heaven upon the earth. He's going to give you days here on earth as in heaven. Guys, you understand what's going on here? It's about to be heaven on earth, okay? And I know a lot of people think, oh, we're going to heaven. No, we're going to meet. Some of us will be meeting Christ in heaven, and that's just the sky. We ain't going up to the main spot where the big guy is. We're not going there. We're not going where the Father is. And I know people, oh, my God. No, there are some that will. Don't get it twisted now. There are those that will be by the altar. There'll be those that make it that far. Because that means they done transformed. They're a whole nother, they done moved on to this earthly realm that's still going to be here. The earth ain't going nowhere. It's still going to be planned the same way. He's going to have it going the same way he had planned it from the beginning. That's what's happening. So we can get our minds around that. I think that's a more simpler way of putting it, that if he is able to get this earth back, at least for one day, that's going to be that 1,000-year reign he's going to put up when he gets back here after he gets through kicking butt and taking names and put people in their place and reordering things back to where they're supposed to be. We're going to get that one day of how it's supposed to be, and then we'll really know what's supposed to be going down. Okay? All right. That the days, that your days may be multiplied in the days of your children in the land of which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them as the days of heaven upon the earth. Verse 22, for if ye shall diligently keep all these commandments, which I command you to do them, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to cleave unto him, then will the Lord drive out all these nations from before you, and ye shall possess greater nations and mightier than yourselves. Guys, even though that did happen, when we did get over, we were able to take out giants and all that kind of stuff and take out, you know, some of the bad people, but that's because we had the Most High backing us. He was there. You know what I'm saying? There were wars where you hear stories in the book where they talk about, and when I say the book, I mean the Bible, which is just the book, you know, Most High's word. It pretty much tells us history as to, like, there were times when they were supposed to be fighting wars. I want to say it was David. I'm not sure. Don't get me messed up. One of his wars where the enemy didn't even show up. They end up somehow, the Most High caused confusion, caused them to be terrified or something. Something came into the fear of the Most High came into them, and they didn't have to fight. You know what I'm saying? And how they marched around the walls of Jericho and made them fall down just by that, not even having to physically fight. So, guys, we have a great power behind us. And that's the reason why we don't own nothing right now. That's why we're at the bottom of the bottom of the bottom, because we pissed the Most High off. And I said piss. Yes, I said it. I said we pissed him off. You know, we made him highly upset. He's like, okay, since you're going to turn your back on me, because he said no gods, no other gods before me. And that's really what pissed him off, because a lot of our ancestors, especially some of the other tribes, they went rogue. Dan, Dan and I forget Ephraim, I want to say, you know, them. Those guys did some stuff to him. That, you know what I'm saying? They decided they're going to worship. They don't follow the other nations, the nations that he calls us to take out. We were stronger than them, but we wanted to be like them so bad. And to this day, I still don't understand why. I really try hard to this day to figure out why would we give up such power? Why would we do that? But, yeah, anyway. Okay. But verse 23. Then will the Lord drive out all these nations before you, and ye shall possess greater nations and mightier than yourselves. People, oh my gosh, family, we will be great rulers of other nations. Okay? That's why they're trying so hard to take us the heck out. Okay? They want us dead. I mean, let's just be real about this whole situation. Certain Gentiles in this world want us dead because they know what the truth is, because they're not who we think they are. And I'm not going to go all into that, because some people start freaking out about the whole matter. So I'm not going to go all out on about that. But for the most part, we are dealing with wicked people in high places, some wicked, wicked, wicked stuff, okay, people? And a lot of us haven't realized that. We think we're dealing with people. We think we're dealing with people who are sane and have spirits and have – no, these people are not – they're not even – they're no longer here. They're not human with us anymore, as far as I'm concerned. You know, they have given themselves over to the dark side for real. And it's over for them. Verse 24, every place whereon the soles of your feet shall tread shall be yours. From the wilderness and Lebanon, from the river Euphrates, even unto the uttermost sea shall your coast be. Shall your coast be. So he's telling me we own all this up to the damn Pacific Ocean. Okay, which actually back in the day, I can't get into history. That's not, stay focused. Stay focused. Because I get excited about this. I get so excited because it's like I can see it. And I be praying that others can see it. And I be wondering if everybody else can see what I'm seeing. Do you guys see what I'm seeing? I mean, I'm seeing this thing play out like a movie, plain as day. Like, what is happening? I mean, that's why I don't fear what's going on. But I'm very intrigued, though. I'm highly intrigued. I'm nervous, but humble with my intrigue, you know. With my intrigueness, but I'm definitely intrigued with what's going on, because I'm literally watching the Most High's words play out right before my eyes. And it's amazing how other people don't see it. We're still stuck on the colors. We're still stuck on, you know what I'm saying, what the Sabbath day is really, and we're still stuck on a lot of stuff that isn't getting us through where we are right now. Because right now we're in very end times right now. This is what we need. All our energy folks need to be on this. We need to be teaching people what's happening so they won't be afraid, so they can get themselves prepared. Okay? We need to prepare people now. We at that point now. We were back in the day when you had to, you know, do some stuff, you know, that, you know, fine. You know, the color thingy, you know, we still, no. We're past that. We're beyond that now. We're on the steak and potatoes. Okay? At least I'm on a steak and potato. You know, I like filet mignon. Yeah, I do a filet mignon every once in a while. Or I may do a T-bone. Nice T-bone. Pretty good, even though I probably won't finish all of it. But I try to get most of it done. I'll devour that best of it tomorrow then. But anyway, let me get off of that. But my point is that, guys, we need to be prepared, people. We got to expand our minds a little bit. We got to build our horizons just a little bit more, guys. Just a little bit more. Okay, 25. Therefore shall there shall no man be able to stand before you, for the Lord your God shall lay the fear of you and the dread of you upon all the land that ye shall tread upon, as he has said unto you. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing if ye obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, and a curse if ye will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way which I have commanded you this day to go after other gods which ye have not known. Okay, yeah. That's been our problem, Zion. Literally, that has been our problem. We've made a jab our gods. We made these people who rule over us our gods now. Selah. That means think about it. And it shall come to pass, when the Lord thy God hath brought thee in unto the land whither you go to possess it, that thou shalt put the blessing upon Mount Gerizim and the curse upon Mount Ebal. Are they not on the other side of Jordan, by the way where the sun go down in the land of Canaan, in the land of the Canaanites, which dwell in the champion over against Gilgal, beside the plains of Moreh? For ye shall possess over Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord the God possessed. I'm sorry, let me read that again. Verse 31. For ye shall possess, pass over Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you, and ye shall possess it and dwell therein, and ye shall observe to do all the statutes and judgments which I have set before you this day. Okay, people. The Most High gave us rules, statutes, commandments. I know I keep saying this, but we got to understand what love is. The Most High told us if we love him, we'd keep his commandments. So obviously, he keeps saying it over and over again in these chapters, and that's what I've noticed repeatedly being said. And I'm saying, if that's the case, then why don't we just keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments? Why don't we just do that? And that's love. But we want to sit here talking, no, wearing fringes. No, 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 wearing fringes is showing love. No, 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 calling him Yahushua. No, no, call him Yehuda. No, calling him this, calling him that. You know, and you know, you can't call him Jesus because this right here is a satanic name. You can't say y'all. No, no, y'all actually, that's that. You know, such. All of this madness, all of these distractions, all of these distractions, which ain't going to get you into the kingdom, okay? And I know people say, oh, but if you say Lord, Lord, it does, it does. If you say Jesus, it does. You know, if you say Jesus, you know, if you say Yeshua, you know what I'm saying, as long as you believe in his name. No, that's not what it's meant when he said believe in his name, to call his name. That's not what it means. Family, our mental state has to go deeper and more spiritual than that. You got to get in it. You can't linger over it. You can't partially get halfway in, halfway out. You got to get in it. You got to open your mind. You got to shut down all the whack stuff you've heard and learned and whatever like that by man's hand, because man is going to falter. The Most High's word is what counts at all times. Okay? And he says, if you love him, you're going to keep his commandments. And what are his commandments? He gave us to him. He gave us to him up in Deuteronomy. Tells you about, you know, definitely not following other gods, because he definitely get pissed about that. You know, but for the most part, though, everything else can kind of be worked with. Because there are some, you know, that he came up with some the divers laws, which help with the 10, like, you know, committing adultery, what happens with that, stuff like that. Of course, you can't stone nobody right now. Okay, so you can't do no stoning and stuff like that. But it's also talking about amendment, because Most High is like, cause things can happen. Things can happen. So, guys, I'm going to say this. We just have to start really, really getting deeper into this book on a more spiritual level. Because right now, a lot of us are teaching on a physical level and not getting deeper into the meaning of what the Most High is saying. He's teaching us something here. He's preparing us. He gave us this history book. And again, I'm saying he gave us this history book for a reason, and it's highly important that we start studying and taking it serious, the so-called old and the so-called new. To me, it's all one big book, one big history book. I don't deal with the old and the new, all that kind of crap like that. I don't deal with that. Okay, I let the Spirit lead me. When I'm in this book here, I say, okay, Most High Power, lead me to wherever I need to go in this book. Inspire me. Let me, you know, open me up, because like I said, my will is his now. I just say let his will be done all the time. And I literally mean that. I said it 7 years ago, and I'm saying it now. Okay, when I first came into this truth and came into this understanding, 7 years ago I got hit with this understanding, because there was so much going on, and my spirit was being vexed. And the Most High was like, nah, I got something for you. That's why you're going through this. That's why your whole life is being what it's being, for you to be at this moment right here. And I'm proud to be right here. I'm very proud. And I know people say, you shouldn't be so proud. Yeah, I'm proud in the Most High power. Yes, I am. Because he's talking about that. That's what he's talking about when he said being proud. Not being proud in yourself. I'm not proud of me. I'm not proud of Hermina. Hermina ain't got nothing to be proud of in it, so to speak. So, you know, I don't sound. See, I hope that didn't sound funny. But seriously, I don't, there's nothing, I'm not proud in me. I'm proud in the Most High power. I'm proud that he was able to bring me out of the things that he brought me out of. And showed me himself. He showed me him. He showed me who he was. A person who only went to church on a special occasion, you know, so-called holy days, but those aren't holy days. Those are not the Most High days. Easter, you know, all that stuff, Christmas, all those things are man's holidays. Those are worshiping other gods. But, hey, I digress on that as well. People, you got to study. You have to study. And I thank you for listening to me this evening. You know, it's been very great. We really need to have this talk. We really did, because it was upon my heart. The Most High put it upon my heart to talk to you. And I really needed to speak with you this evening about this, these scriptures. But again, you got to pay attention, people. There's something going on in this world right now. It's going down. It's literally going down right now. And I need everybody to wake up. Please wake up. For those who have an ear, hear. And have a blessed evening.